The National Coordinator of the National Disaster Management Organization, NADMO, Kofi Potifi, has asked private water tankers to collaborate with the Ghana Urban Water Company Limited to provide water to the fire service. Mr. Potifi also entreated MDCEs to provide boreholes in marketplaces and communities dedicated to fire emergencies. This, he noted, is the surest way to address the issue of lack of water during fire outbreaks. Mr. Potifi made the call at a national platform meeting organized by NADMO in Accra. He used the occasion to announce that the World Emergency Operations Center, which the organization is building, will be completed in March next year. A report by Victoria Ahaji.
The meeting, which focused on disaster risk education and climate change and management, brought together stakeholders in disaster management to discuss strides made and challenges encountered throughout the year and identify ways to address them. Mr. Potifi said, despite challenges faced by NADMO during the period under review, it has done a lot in terms of managing disaster. He cited the construction of the World Emergency Operations Center, which is 90% complete, as some of the achievements of the organization. He outlined some benefits of the facility when completed.
The building is going to be used for the coordination of emergency, calling the Emergency Operations Center. But this is of a difference in Africa because we're going to use the web system developed particularly for information and early warning, charging messages. So you sit here in this building and you can see road accidents and you can call the ambulance service or the national fire service or the rescue troops from the coordination point here.
The technical committees of the organization presented their reports at the function. The chairperson of Fires and Lighting, who was represented by ACFO Nana Bringa, spoke about some challenges of the fire service.
One of the main challenges that we are facing with them is in the area of resources. Sometimes they need to be equipped so that they could take any assignments that are offered them. In the area of water supply, we have most of our hydrants being dry, so that in our efforts to respond to fire outbreaks, we are most of the time handicapped.
Philip Yaudu of the Geological National Technical Committee called for the sensitization of the public on the need to construct with good materials and at appropriate places. He announced that NADMO will next year start bringing down buildings which are constructed at inappropriate places.
It's part of our plan that areas that are not that on our waterway that need to be pulled down, they have to be pulled down. If the areas are in waterways, I mean, this is not a question of putting some human flesh. Certain times when you put a human flesh on, the decision that we take now is going to be a recipe for disaster next time.
There were reports from the relief and reconstruction, nuclear and radiological disease epidemics, hydrometeorological, man-made and pest and insect national technical committees.
Victoria Hadji reporting.